Thank you, Alicia Moore.
Well, happy fucking happy hour, everybody. Yay! Ring over!
Yay!
And Jim Ward in the house, and that can only mean fucking trouble.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Darkness and trouble. Hey, although, it's
we
hard
we don't
to...
even know what you're talking about. Right? We're just here to have a few kicks. Yeah, that's all.
Sure.
Just a few laughs and some
just
kicks.
Relax.
Relax, lady. Jim it's not is... like we're trying to start trouble or anything, huh?
Jim is...
Isn't that right, Scotch?
That's right.
Scotch agrees, see, lady?
This is good. I can just take a nap.
Yeah.
I can just take a little nap while they... because we call Jim Feral Kitty, because it's hard to know when he's going to show up. He's a feral cat, and so
you left
we
the treats
put
out...
No, we leave the girl-on-girl porn out.
Yeah, and then we also said, ooh, Rick Overton, he's like comedy laser. Ooh, look!
Laser pointer, yes.
Who wants to play with the comedy laser? Ooh, ooh.
Not the eyes!
All I want are some cats with frickin' laser
beams attached to their heads.
And the good news for us, because you're here and it's a comedy explosion, we have breaking news.
Yep.
Former...
It broke yesterday if you downloaded this on Friday.
But they fixed
it
this morning.
Yeah, but it's just when we're taping this.
Yeah.
I know this guy downtown. Fix it. I fix it for you overnight. Don't worry.
I fix it for you. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. No it's like perfect. I use used
it's
parts.
Like
it's much cheaper. It's better.
Some parts are edible.
Yeah.
That's what Joel Gibbons told me.
Here is your here is your note chest
nice.
Your computer.
Oh, Kitty gets a treat. Okay. Former House Speaker Denny Hastert.
Denny Hastert got indicted.
Denny Hastert got indicted.
He got indicted for racketeering.
Taking too much pork.
I don't even play tennis. Pork. Oh, God. Riemann Schneider's House of Meat. Oh, I love that place.
How do you think you'll do in prison?
I'm used to being in the presence of sausages, so I think I got a leg up, so to speak.
I'm going to guess it's pork related.
Sure.
For Beefy McBratwurst.
Yeah.
Yes. He is was indicted by a federal
grand jury.
You know,
pork is also a verb, which I'm about to find out when I'm in prison.
Yeah, you're going
to
find out.
Cook County.
Did he get whacked on Whacker? Where'd they get him? Maybe they found him in Schamburg at the, House of Sausage.
I'm just so happy about this whole thing. I'm just giddy. It's such great news, you know.
He was indicted on grand jury charges. He violated banking laws in a bid to pay $3.5 million because of past misconduct. Against an unnamed individual from their hometown west of Chicago. What is that? There's new words to the Denny Hastert song.
It's the German Rosamunde is the title of it.
I don't know.
Apparently the Bavarian accent.
We don't know the exact nature of the prior misconduct.
Aha.
By Hastert.
Oh, God.
But I...
Did he have a piece of Polish sausage in the lining of his heart?
I got some servolette stuck in my aorta. And
can your doctor give you a note to get you out of prison?
Yeah, but the note's written in invisible ink. Go figure.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hassett, I can't really read this note. Perhaps you can for me.
Denny Hastert is a swell guy who loves mom and apple pie.
Maybe the press
had probably too much apple pie.
Maybe the prosecutor will step on a bag of vipers.
Sometimes guys get clumsy. They fall off the Sears Tower.
Yeah, get hit
excuse me.
A bag of fucking glass.
Excuse me.
Fucking assholes.
What you talking about? Willis Tower is what it's called now.
Yeah. Although nobody in Chicago calls it.
It's not what you talking about, Willis Tower. That's not. It's not. All right. Oh, and this is my other favorite. Guess who is winning the Republican primary thus far?
Ted Cruz?
No.
No, Hillary
really
Clinton.
Really bad guess. Hillary Clinton is in fact winning.
Jeb Bush?
No. Undecided.
Oh.
Undecided.
He's good.
Yeah. No,
which translates to none of these fucking ass clowns. None of them.
Yeah, he might be undecided, but is he unindicted?
That's all that gets you in. Oh, I heard, didn't you hear the announcement today that Donald Trump's going to have a huge...
In June.
Huge announcement. Huge. Fucking huge.
So huge, you can't even comprehend the hugeness of it. The enormity of the hugeness.
Could the comedy gods be that good to us that Donald Trump is really going to fucking run this time?
America, I want you to get fired up about my campaign.
You're fired.
Up.
You're fired up.
Oh my God. Is there a comedy god, Chris, that the debates could be held outside in the wind? And Donald Trump.
And furthermore,
it's like a scene from Shop of Horrors. His head goes, "Feed me."
Feed me, Seymour. And then Tichina Arnold and the rest of the cast of Little Shop of Horrors come and sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. I've been to the Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors, yeah.
It's like you want to wear a wetsuit when you're there.
In the Little Shop of Horrors, yeah.
It's like Men with Two Brains. Someone screws his head back on.
Oh, I love that film.
Me too.
Oh, genius. You
remember after they fucked? Yeah. Steve Martin goes, "That was so professional."
They were at their wildest, I think. They were just being experimental with it, you know. Yeah. They took a lot of great chances with it.
And almost every Republican candidate, by the way, has said God wants them to, you know, run or God on the side or whatever the fuck. And I picture that scene from Man with Two Brains. If there's a sign, God, any sign that one of these Republicans should not be president, I think that's what's going to happen. All the pictures will spin. No! No! Earth, Wind, and Steam.
I coined the phrase Duggergeddon
for
2016.
Yes.
That guy didn't just hurt his own career.
Yeah.
Everyone in a photo with him, it's like a scene from The Omen where everyone had a photo of a thing that's going to kill him in the photo.
What's going through his head?
Duggar's the thing that's going to kill him in the photo. Yeah. Yeah.
Duggar.
Kill your career.
Duggar, I just met her.
Yeah.
Duggergeddon.
Every single one of them has a picture with that, you know, Duggar Buggerer.
He's going to do a lot of damage.
It's Armageddon, only worse.
How could it be worse, Jim?
Oh, you know. Because it's Duggergeddon.
Okay. But what, how? Okay. Wouldn't you like to interview some of the movie voice guys? But what does that mean? What does a perfect world mean?
In a perfect world.
What does that mean? What does that mean
in your
opinion?
He's already in your house.
What?
Duggar is in your house every week on TV.
I guess I've checked the children. He obviously has first. What the fuck?
Check the children. Okay. In a world where a man talks into a microphone.
Where every man overmodulates.
I just narrate animated features and Saturday morning cartoons. Coming up next.
By the way, did you see that Arnold Schwarzenegger? They're doing fucking Conan again.
Yeah.
And they've done Terminator.
There'll be more lamentations of the women and things of this nature.
Yeah.
That was the problem with the last one. There's not enough lamentations of the women.
Yeah, he actually said something like that on his Facebook. This is fantastic that I can do the Conan and the Terminator and all things of this nature again.
Yeah, hell yeah,
this is.
Now that you're divorced and you're not governor anymore, this is saving the day.
Yeah, well, you know when you can't do that in Hollywood? When you have a vagina, when you have a cunt, that's when you can't. Really? What are they calling actresses 30 years later? Oh, would you like to come do... Right?
Well, it is kind of...
Linda Hamilton's not coming back.
Right?
Yeah, you don't see Linda Hamilton being invited back.
No.
There's no giant call for Ripley anymore.
No.
Right.
And there's new alien stuff happening.
Although she is going to be in that.
Oh, she?
She is going to be in it.
Who is?
Sigourney Weaver's going to be in the new
Ripley.
Alien.
Oh.
From
all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, she gets some little bit part, doesn't she?
No, she's coming back. Like, big time.
How about a road warrior... But that's, of course, you know.
But the star of that is Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron is the real star.
Yep.
It's not Max.
Exactly. Tom Hardy is relegated to a bit part.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Wait, is that the Mel Gibson movie?
Well, Mad Max, the new one that just came out.
Oh,
has
okay.
Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy.
Oh, no, no Mel Gibson.
No Mel Gibson.
You know why not? I blame the Jews.
Yeah, he would have called Charlize Sugar Tits, and it would have been all
right,
over.
Right, right.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because she's now a bigger star than he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So she would have had him fired.
Where was I in this whole thing?
I don't know.
I remember. I was doing that. Undecided is the first choice among the dipshits and ass clowns.
How did we get to Charlize Theron from that story?
It's a happy hour.
Okay.
Who the fuck knows?
Women getting a chance.
Okay.
To be a lead.
Gotcha. Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Carly Fiorina is like... She's like Hillary Clinton's. What would you call that? Like, not stalker, but also like a
mini-me.
She's like
oh my god, it's like single white female. It's single white female. Ah. She's yes, like her right. fucking psycho.
She's
stalker.
Bridget Fonda to
yes!
her.
Yes,
right.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
She was trolling her outside a Hillary event. What the?
Jeez. Yeah, well, who was it today that said she's just like a YouTube comment? Just a human
she's
YouTube
a Yahoo
comment.
She's a Yahoo commenter. Yeah.
What a great, what a great insult that would not have worked at all 20 years ago.
Exactly, or even 10 years ago.
What? Right.
Yes.
Right. What now?
Yeah, she's a human YouTube comment.
Yeah.
Just vile and what's that annoying. Mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You'd have to be right from this year on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get that. You know, even people on my Facebook page are presumably my fans. Just violent shit.
Oh, they do.
You stupid fucking cunt. If you're not going to be for Bernie Sanders, I can fuck yourself and your cunt. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What? Jesus.
These are the progressive, the good guys, huh?
The Hillary.
Like, well, yes. I love Bernie Sanders. I'm like, and that's the other thing. Like, all the stuff we get accused of. I'm like, no way. I haven't. What? I just.
We never said he shouldn't be running.
He's going to beat Hillary.
Threat? Are you kidding me? They're threatening you and stuff over there.
Are you kidding? I would explode both politically and comedically. Bernie Sanders for president. That'd be the greatest fucking thing that ever happened. Oh my God. You fucking socialist? Yes!
Yeah, good.
Yes, you toothless skeeter. Well, yes. Yeah.
Before.
Take your free college and shut the fuck up and get some teeth because you got free dental too.
Well. Texas is still bolted down, and you want to accept the aid from this commie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're like, we don't want you goddamn commies. Can you help us, please? Can you send the feds?
Place after place is falling under that.
No, I can't help you. I've got more important things to deal with. Actual human beings, for example.
Okay, all right. Okay, so the latest poll reports 20% of registered Republicans don't know. Or declined to answer who they would vote for. Or essentially, none of these assholes so far. Or what are there, 20 assholes? None of these assholes.
Yeah.
You
can't really refer to them as the above, can
right,
you?
Right, they're just assholes.
Yeah. Sure.
None of the below.
None of the below.
Yeah. So let's see. The five candidates with the highest percentages struggled to reach even 10%.
Right.
That's Jebby. Oh my God, Ben Carson's right up in there.
He is. He's up there.
Jebby Ben Carson, the crazy fucking. Okay, Rick, you know, as a professional, this is hard to do. He is the most boring speaker in the world while simultaneously saying the craziest fucking shit you've ever heard. That is hard to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? Because ordinarily you'd be like, the president's like Hitler, and Obamacare worse than slavery. Wow, that's interesting, right? At least
I will sit through what Stephen Hawking has to say at that speed. That's a lot of time for no point, you know. Mm. That's audition night. That's tryout night.
I would like to see Stephen Hawking do, like, you know, Mystery Science Theater with the Republican debates. You are all fucking idiots. All right, I was trying
BS.
To...
I know.
BS.
BS.
I do not want to have to type out bullshit because I am typing with my eye.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
You will forgive me if I reduce my sentences to LOL.
LOL. I was just going to say, I'm just going to do LOL, even though I am a brilliant.
I won't be watching the teleprompter. Because I'm writing with my eye.
I-M-H-O.
Okay, so who's... Okay, Jebby, Ben Carson, the fuckabee, as Megyn Kelly would say.
Uh-huh.
Marco Rubio and Scott Walker all clustered together at 10%. Yeah.
Well, and the Duggar Geddon didn't help.
Nope.
The yanking those numbers down. He's an anchor.
You know, it's just a fucking buzzkill on picking on the homo gays, isn't it? It's just, really? God damn it. They were like the Christian, you know.
It was transcending any gender at all, too. He was touching young people in general. Oof. It doesn't even have to be about homosexuality. It's about his cult giving him permission to do this kind of sick stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah, if you read up on what that cult is, it like gives them permission.
Because
someone wrote it in a book. It's okay because the book says so.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, women have to submit. That's the whole
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Including your sister.
Man, Where's
my brother hung me, but I didn't really submit. He didn't ask me.
Who?
My brother hung me.
Oh, okay.
As a child, as you know.
But okay, well.
I wasn't really submitting. I just thought it was a game. I was like, yes, sure. You know, it was a game of yes and.
Clothesline?
I was an early improv artist. Yes, and what happens after I put my
neck in
the noose?
Clothesline routine? What were you tried for? What was your crime as a child? Do you remember?
I know, oddly, my dad being an assistant prosecutor at Nuremberg, these war crimes in his own home seemed to escape his attention entirely. So there was waterboarding with toothpaste. There was hanging.
Oh,
there was
man. Shooting
with BB guns. There was a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. Hmm.
Pinning That's down strange, and letting the saliva like almost touch and then retracting
the
again.
It was like, yeah, with Crest. It was minty. It was a waterboarding, but minty. Just
wow.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
boy.
Awesome. Rick Overton, let's talk about live stuff. As many times as I've had the delight, the pleasure of having you on the show, tell us everything about you.
What makes Rick tick?
What makes Rick...
Now, are you going to... You'll start...
No.
Tonight, tell us all the wonderful
Where are you from?
Things.
Where are you from? What you thinking? Do you have any siblings? What
I got my brother, lives out in New Mexico.
Cool.
He's a brilliant musician and recording studio guy. And...
Whereabouts?
He lives in Positas.
Oh.
Yeah. Steve Overton.
Breaking Bad territory? No.
Somewhere. Yeah, a little outside that, but he had, you know, he'd see the streets with the trailers and everything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, exciting buzz for the town.
Absolutely.
You know?
Remember when trailers meant camping when we were kids and not math? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was in Santa Fe several years ago and Taos and driving through there, and some people were joking about a tornado that had gone through a town called Hispaniola, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they said, and it made $1 million worth of improvements.
Yeah.
So,
hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Who isn't better after a blowjob? Who is it? I ask you.
What?
Huh? Rick, how did you come up with your famous comedy bit, Bobbly Baby Head, after a man's had an orgasm? Did that just happen one night after really great fucking...
It happens every single time.
Okay, but that's when... That, it happened, like, is that when you wrote it, is when you had just fucking woman and you were like...
It's just a fact of life.
It's like been the
I had to have security camera footage shown to me.
It's like...
And I didn't believe it up until then. But there I was in black and white on a small four frame in the elevator and my head really reduced.
And bobbly baby head. Could you do it, please? Just... Bow.
Apparently there's helium involved.
Yeah.
See, Jim, this is when I were on the air.
I'm a 60-year-old baby, so I still need the glasses.
It's like the...
I need to see who I'm babbling at.
Sorry, what was
I understood that.
Wow. I did too. It's weird. None of us have children.
No, it's just like the astronauts in the centrifuge when they're sending them around and giving them like 12 G's or something, and they're trying to.
Yeah, baby head. Yeah. Well, heavy head of the baby with the no neck muscle routine.
And,
yeah,
all the blood draining from your
body. Yeah, the crappy drunken dad with the kid's head just sort of flopping around while he's talking. You know? That's good for Australia. Loosen it up, strengthen them up.
See, Jim, this is when you and I were on the air during the Clinton impeachment. We were always so impressed that Bill Clinton get a fucking blowjob and still be on the phone with Yasser Arafat conducting policy. Because, no bobbly baby head there. Just like a little...
Yeah.
I love you, Yasser. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right there.
Yes, sir, Arafat.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My baby.
At the, right there at the... Baby. The 1967 border. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit over.
Now you're in a settlement. Oh.
Yeah, that was impressive. It was. Because you're right. Like, you're not supposed to
Kennedy,
be in control of
Kennedy
you.
Must have been very cool about coming.
Right? What did that sound like, Rick? Oh, my God. That was such an 80s comedy setup. I think it might go a little
something like this.
I'm here. That's it. He just says
that.
That's it.
I believe
it.
I'm coming. I'm here.
I'm already there.
Wow. That's it. That's better. Yeah, he's got the
name. I used to do the Queen coming in my 80s comedy. It just, I've arrived. Okay. All right, that was bad. Yuck, yucks. Hi, I'll be here all week.
No,
I'll be at the Hamilton Yuck Yucks.
There's someone still alive that you do impressions of.
Who else you got?
Hardly.
Who else you got?
No one's alive.
Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah, I
Catherine, do Catherine that was Hepburn
my big,
coming.
That was my big closing bit, celebrity sex. For years, just killed them at the Buffalo Yuck Yucks. Just, Spencer, I want you to get on me and ride. Right? What are you going to do? Just can't. Just, woo!
The latest one I'm working on, Gene Hackman. There's a certain gruffness to his voice. And you could tell when he's taking another car ad from you. One that could have saved your life all year financially, and God knows I don't need the money. I just don't want you to have it.
And Gene Hackman was the producer's original choice to play Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
No way.
Yes.
What?
Seriously. He turned them down.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I guess he had a couple of movies to do.
Well, this was in 1968-69 is when they were casting it. And so he hadn't quite hit all that big yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Don't you wish they could have been?
It would have been Gene Hackman instead of
Honey, I'm Home.
Think how much faster gay rights would have moved forward if they could have been honest in the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Mr. Brady was a big homo. Just, Carol.
Well, the entire
thing. I have a lecture, but I got to get to a rave. Yeah. So you need to fucking shut the fuck up and listen. Because.
What did you do with my poppers?
I don't like pussy. So this is really hard for me to even talk to you for this long.
Here's my story. Sounds a little crazy.
I got to go check out a Sam's Meat. So listen, kids, you're going to have to pretty get down the stairs a little quicker. Got some fucking shit to say. Wow. This just broke today.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt apparently dates men on the side. This is a whole ball of wax. According to Star, I don't know.
Well, if you can't trust Star, who can
you
trust?
Right? Well, I have.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Hollywood Insider.
Oh,
Insider? I bet.
Inside him?
Who? Angelina? Wait a minute.
No, it's Hollywood all over her dress.
Who's been a long time? Who's been a long time traveler in the same social circles as Brad and Angelina, exclusively told Star, I don't want to define Brad Pitt's sexuality, but whatever it is, he's into guys. What?
Wow. What? That was subtle.
How does Angelina feel? Fine. She, too, is bisexual. The insider said, as someone who has dated bisexual men, I have to say having an understanding really is the only way their relationship can last. They do accept each other, and since Angelina's into girls, they do.
Okay.
I feel like everyone's a winner here, particularly me, Jim, Rick.
But not everyone's a wiener.
Hey!
Because they're bisexual.
She's like one of those, they're like those dual-core computers.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Mac and PC running at the simultaneously Windows and
Right.
It's a dual system.
Yeah.
What?
And perverts looking through those windows.
You know, this reminds me of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom in that I have captured two straight men in the studio, and I would like to interview you about a couple of things. Now,
while Jim's chasing down the wildebeest.
Ask me whatever you want. Ask whatever you want, Jungle Queen.
I'll
never give away the secrets of what makes a man a man.
I don't frequently get to see these creatures in the
your
wild.
Your luring dance has no effect on me.
What? What's happening?
Because he has pink headphones.
How did you get these way back then? I don't know.
I even make the straight men wear pink headphones.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See, he's man enough to wear hot pink headphones. He's cool.
Sure.
All right.
I think they're fabulous.
Thank you, Jim. So, okay. Can we delve once for all? Because I've done it in my routine. I've talked about it on the air for years about, what the fuck is the deal with straight guys and girl on girl? Seriously, can you explain? Let's do some fun facts. What happens in a straight man's mind? Because I do a thing, that's every lesbian's fantasy, too, is that there's a guy in the corner whacking off while you're trying to make love. But anyway, no offense, but what is the deal? Because it seems like you would feel excluded, but...
No, that's not the fantasy.
Do you think but the fantasy is that we're just doing it for you like a show?
No.
Like a puppet show?
No, the fantasy is that the guy is joining in with the two girls.
Right.
Yeah, but... girl-on-girl porn. Some guys just like to watch girls fuck each other. So
No, but the fantasy inside the head is that the guy is joining in.
Sure.
We turn into McGillicuddy the cop. Yeah. So all right, you two, what's going on here now?
It's not just simply watching the film. It's the, you know, inside fantasy.
The fantasy of...
Who's the cop from West Side Story? Is that the guy?
They're already having so good a time. They did.
What's going on here?
Now, with a flashlight. Say now, what are you two up to? Why? I've got a good mind to yank my belt off and...
Right.
It's a fantasy. It's a whole fantasy sequence of two women getting it on. They're having such a good time that... The one thing they're missing is a male, creepy, middle-aged, leering male.
Right,
they're coming, ladies, glad you got started without me. And where can I, if you're not into, then I'm just going to sit back here on the corner, enjoy my brandy, and just jerk off wearing night vision goggles.
Do night vision goggles help? Do night vision goggles help? Or do they just look really green?
You have to get past the green part.
Yeah.
You have to go Star Trek on it.
It's fucking Mrs. Shrek and Mrs. Shrek.
That's right. That's right, Captain Kirk.
That's fucking harsh. Buzzkill. So does the fantasy ever get like... you know, corroded. Is it like, oh, may I cut in? And the girls are like, fuck no.
There's no.
So, in your fantasy,
in. The
girls never say no. They never say, yeah, you know what? I'm really good here.
You know, I just, you know.
That's not what a fantasy is. A fantasy doesn't go in that direction.
Okay. Well, sorry to push everybody's buzz.
I know you don't fantasize when you jack off.
I'm sorry.
Jill off.
When I jill off.
You don't fantasize.
Yes, I do. Listen,
you have said on the air before that you don't fantasize.
How many times do Jen Kirkman and I have to explain to you women are complicated?
I need you to explain it again. Slower this time.
Well, Rick. We can't think about exes because that's too sad and then you start crying. And you can't think about someone that would never fuck you because that's not realistic.
We rely on exes. We are highly reliant on exes.
Really?
Yeah.
I fantasize about the ones I almost fucked.
Oh,
yeah. Should have.
Good one.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter because emotions aren't going to sully it.
I will toss graduation memories to open the RAM space up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a boner at your graduation?
No, no, no. He would get rid of his graduation memories
in order
to free up the space to record the recording of getting laid in that moment.
Yeah,
I understand.
I'm not saying it's the same decision process I would have at this age now, but I'm saying I did spend a lot of time using the RAM space that way.
Okay, so wait. So male fantasies. I'm so fascinated about this. Does it have to be real people for you two? Real people that you have fucked in the past?
No, it does not.
Sometimes it is?
Yeah, it's like a porno movie you're playing in your head, and sometimes you recast on the spot.
Right.
Yeah,
or it could be...
We're going a different direction.
Or it could be someone that you saw and have saved in your spank bank that you recall and...
Just saw?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
Really?
Yes.
There's no fantasy
all about.
There's
really.
Women who think like that.
That's a chick thing to have like a script and lighting and
we need good storyline and good lighting, fucking candles and shit.
Candles.
Are we at the denouement already?
Yeah. You have a three act structure,
right?
Yes.
And you skip the first.
Guys are just like, oh tits, fucking cab my pants. Like really?
That's it.
Porno has the model of guy meets girl. Guy loses girl, which I guess in the porno film is when they stop and he's like breathing for a minute. Mm-hmm. And he sits back and then she puts it in her ass. And meets girl again and they finish in her ass. Yeah, that's it, you know. And then the other plumber comes in and was watching through the window and fucks her and then double penetrated because she becomes a USB hub.
Right.
Do you need me to snake your drain?
That's hot.
Chicka wow. Where's the chicka wacka duck now?
So, okay, we're going. You know what? what's that Eddie Murphy movie? We're going undercover deep. I'm going deeper and deep into the fucking girl on girl. Okay, so, all right. So sometimes it's girls that you fucked, and sometimes it's just random
you're
women.
Thinking about it too much.
Oh, no, I'm
fascinated. No, you're thinking about it too much. Guys,
listen,
don't think about it this much.
It's not often I have two straight men in captivity.
Here's the other big challenge. It's you're so masculine in the fantasy that a lesbian will still lie inside her. That you even conquered that motherfucker. It's when the two the sides of your brain,
so
they high-five each other.
Right,
like that,
there you go.
Inside your skull.
Right.
Like
her, and her girlfriend's presumably cheering you on. Which is,
that's it.
Yeah. Because you conquer her, too.
What?
Because you conquer her, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome. So.
And it's like in the porno film where the girl's like, wow, baby, yeah, do that. Like it would happen in real life.
So
it wouldn't happen in real life. That's why it's a fantasy.
Right, Jim, yeah. Jim,
that's why you better not come in her. We're done.
We're done. Because that's cheating. If you come in her, you fucking bastard.
That changes everything.
Everything up to that's fine.
Right.
It's fine. Jim. Hmm? So women that you almost that's a thing. Like women that you almost.
Oh,
but
I'm
not,
just kicking myself for not.
Oh,
you know,
because we heard this in a previous. Happy hour that your dead grandmother pulled you back.
I'm pretty sure, sir, that was my hyper Catholic.
You cannot miss. Oh, sorry, you cannot miss a happy hour because Jim Ward thinks the ghost of his grandmother stopped him from having sex with women that he wanted sex with when he was younger.
I just felt like someone was grabbing me from behind, like a yank back kind of on his movie set. You know,
where was your grandmother for me? Jesus Christ!
Yeah, grandmother let Jim Rick be a total fucking whore.
Wow,
what's that about?
You,
I couldn't.
No, we
bang
actually...
zoom to the moon, phallus.
One of these days to the moon, phallus. Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
You're a laugh, right?
Step for a man, one giant leap for my Schwanz.
That Schwanz got me in a lot of trouble, man. Led me down some knuckle-headed alleys. Hoisted by me own petard.
Yeah, indeed.
Which is not what that means, actually.
I know.
Right.
Listen, you're it's a road comic. It's like a feral cat, right? Come on.
A Will Ferrell cat?
It's a Will Ferrell cat. That's exactly
meow.
Right.
Meow. Meow. Oh, that's good.
Look, I'm a cat. Meow.
That's a Will Ferrell cat.
All right, we'll just finish with this. But so it can't ever be, it can be someone that is just a fantasy that you just saw or might never.
I rewrite the scene, you know, so it works out the way I would have wanted it to.
Right, the happy ending that you'd hope for.
It's the only time to see your work get produced.
Exactly.
I see.
Because, it's so hard in this town to get anything.
To get something made. Right. And so.
It really is. It just comes down to closing your eyes and getting a little bit of quiet.
Can we get My Dirty Dreams produced?
In Chatsworth, you can.
Yes exactly.
In Chatsworth, all things are possible.
Welcome to Chatsworth. Classy, wonderful, British Chatsworth.
We're having a chat in Chatsworth.
Well, wonderful. It must be the most dignified place on Earth.
Is Chatsworth worth a chat?
Chatsworth?
It's not like that at all.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
dear. Why are you harnessing me like this? Unharness me. How dare you enter me?
That's the only place you can see porn stars at a Starbucks. Not the only place, but the most likely.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the Gold's Gym in North Hollywood that's porn star Gold's Gym. Man. Okay. Yeah. Lots of porn stars.
Oh, well.
Lots of fake tits.
All right. One more. Actually, I have a letter on this same subject.
Oh.
Okay. And this has to do with you, too.
Oh.
David in North Carolina said, hey, Mama, you read a story about a couple of WNBA basketball players, women, who were getting married, even though one of them is straight. Chris seemed to have a problem with that. As a gay man, I feel like who am I to judge them for how they've chosen to live their lives? You were like, you gave the stank eye. And I'm not saying you know anything about me having similar experiences. I'm just saying. Sexuality can be fluid, Rick.
It's often fluid.
It's clean up in aisle six.
Yeah, often needs a clean up.
Pardon me? Sometimes there needs to be a clean up in aisle six.
Yeah, that's it. Slip and slide. Slip and slide of love.
I think that's the next incarnation of marriage equality. Whatever's people, even younger kids, saying we don't need fucking labels. My nephew's bisexual. I'm just saying.
Let's save labels for GMOs.
He's bisexual.
Yeah.
He's not straight.
Right. Well, okay. So they were saying that this woman is, I think clearly she's probably not straight. First of all, she's a WNBA basketball player, for fuck's sake. Well, she's not straight.
If she's not straight, then why is she calling herself straight?
Okay. So and maybe marrying, that was a miscue. But
well, I, you know, I
well, she had been straight.
To be all those she things in a row, straight. Right?
Maybe she was denying the allegation that she has scoliosis.
She called herself straight at the wedding.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is...
I'm not saying I have any experience with this. I'm just saying. Okay. www.shush.com. Oh, my God. Look at him silently judging me. Look at him.
I can feel it. It's palpable.
Pardon me?
Huh?
All right. Well, I don't care because you know what? I have a future wife. My future wife's staff.
Oh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. A woman accused of assaulting her boyfriend was allegedly willing to do anything to avoid arrest, even lick an officer's butt.
Oh.
I saw that.
You know what? Wow, you want a problem. In a long-term relationship,
she wanted to give him a rim job.
Yes.
Yes. In a long-term relationship, you want a problem solver. Officer, might I lick your asshole to get out of this?
This is her on the Pacific Rim?
Right?
Pacific Rim.
Who's going to get you out of a jam?
Pacific Rim. One of those Pacific Rim jobs. It's thousands of miles.
It's a Pacific Rim job. Which some people think the TPP is, but anyway.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, Pacific Rim. Well,
hell yeah.
Okay.
It'll be our asses, too.
That's right.
Diane Thomas, 52, age appropriate. Was arrested, accused of punching her live-in boyfriend in the face multiple times. Oh, she admitted to the assault, but blamed the victim, saying he was a bitch and he got in my face, so I...
He was a bitch?
So I beat his ass. Right. Listen, guys beat a bitch to you, you know.
Yeah, you gotta beat his ass.
Yeah, and then offer to lick the officer's asshole.
Let's file that under no winners.
Can you imagine how happy my mom will be about this? My 92-year-old Republican mom.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Did you have to say darn?
Oh, heavens. When she realized she was being collared, she tried to get officers to reconsider. When her police didn't work, she allegedly offered to lick the officer's butthole. Officers did not take her up on that. They charged her with public bribery as well as misdemeanor domestic abuse.
She offered to toss his salad.
Yes.
Well, you realize.
Might I stick my tongue up your asshole? I think that's a really nice offer. Even if you say no, that's very nice. It's not something everybody wants to do.
We've established before that you like that.
I do not.
You like a little finger?
We have not established that.
Yes, we have.
I beg your pardon.
You like a little finger?
I didn't.
So Little Miss Luddite's finally gone digital, huh?
No.
Come on. That was quick. Yeah. Just for speed.
That was good.
For speed.
That was good.
That was really good.
We've established that I like a little spanky now and again. We have not established that. I'm like, what?
No entry port, just a little outside.
You've had a little... You've had a little finger in there, you said.
Well, so have you. But whatever. Jim.
I don't think I've ever denied that I didn't like a little finger.
I'm Jumpy McLumpy.
Rick, where were you raised? Tell us more about your...
Forest Hills, New York, until Dizzy Gillespie found us a cool place to live out in Englewood, New Jersey.
No, the fuck not.
Dizzy Gillespie did not. We moved out to Englewood, New Jersey to live near Diz.
Wow.
You do come from a musician family.
That's right.
Wow.
Very cool.
Diz were bebop buddies. And so Diz said, because parking was turning to shit in Forest Hills. And so he said, hey, man, you got to come out to Englewood. It's the suburb of Manhattan, which it has become.
Yeah.
Over the bridge, you know, it's like Fort Lee. And so we moved out, got the house, lived down Hudson Avenue. I went to high school with John Travolta.
Wow.
High school.
Up your nose with the rubber hose.
Wait, what was he like?
He got quiet and he wasn't in school much. He was already mostly out of school by the time I got to know him because he was doing Grease on Broadway and he was getting the
He was putting a hose up his nose already?
Yeah, we don't know.
He took off.
He never graduated. He was already busy working, so he never made it.
On Broadway first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was too busy. So he never, you know, I didn't see him mostly, but I took flying lessons with him in 70 and 71.
No, the fuck not.
Yeah, wow. So he continued on to get his pilot license, and I didn't have the money.
I didn't either.
But I was learning from the same woman he did how to fly.
Wow.
Ms. Patton, one of the first pilots, female pilots in America.
He enjoys the cockpit more than you do, is what I'm told.
What
did I mean by that, Chris?
I have no idea. Maybe he likes a little finger up there, too.
What the fuck?
Look how it all came around. I didn't even think of that.
You know?
Well.
So wait a minute. So when did you decide you want to be a comedian?
As soon as I saw Dad laughing at Jonathan Winters on the Ed Sullivan show on TV, I turn around and look at him, and I look back at the TV. Said,
pleasing Daddy. Oh, Daddy issues. Okay.
Yeah, totally Daddy issues.
All right. I
got
all right.
Get a laugh out of this
those.
Guy.
I understand.
He did all right, you know, but it sure wasn't an easy laugh. But he'd roar at Jonathan Winters.
Yep.
Wow.
I think everybody's dad liked Jonathan Winters.
And how fucking full circle Jonathan you got Winters to dad. Work yeah. with and interview Jonathan Winters on your fabulous podcast,
his, I got
Overview.
His, thank you.
Which I listened to just today.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay.
Bling.
I got his last interview.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know it.
But
I was
you know,
ready
you guys,
for another one.
Because
but
yeah. you guys are that same school, you and Robin Williams and Jonathan Winters.
It was our bonding thing. It's why I bonded with Robin.
Yeah.
Because we both had a love of Jonathan Winters.
Right.
Yeah.
So we both play similarly when we get on stage, which is why it was so much fun to play.
Wow. Wow. Hmm. What was that like to interview him? I mean,
reverent.
Did you tell him that about your dad?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him the whole story.
Yeah, you have to.
And that's the history of why I'm sitting here in front of you, you know, with my little Zoom recorder. And his voice was lower than we remember it being.
Mm-hmm.
But he was battling with diabetes, and it's at his age, and diabetes is really weighing on him.
Yeah.
And he was still brilliant and sharp as ever. You could see it wasn't the brain. It was the diaphragm and the muscles making the sound come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the mind was right there.
Mm.
Next idea, boom. He'd be on it with you instantly. No drifting. And like, oh.
And he was always one of the fastest comedians.
He was always one of the fastest.
Yeah. Wow.
Jim, what would you, who were your influences? Because you're the same way. You're an improvisational genius.
Oh, well. I am? Oh, okay.
You are.
What really got me going comedy-wise, well, I loved laughing, obviously.
Yeah.
And, Get Smart, and then when Copycats came on, I just gotten my first tape recorder as a birthday present, and I started doing my own little shows for myself, doing different voices. So I kind of honed it.
Did then. You love?
How old?
And I actually
how
did
old?
Did you do Gorshin?
How old?
I was just going to mention Frank Gorshin because I ran into him at the Toluca Lake Health Center, and I knew that he was a heavy smoker, but it was just. Coming out of his pores,
wow.
you know, I was in the elevator and I wanted to tell him how much I admired his work, but he obviously didn't want to be talking to anyone at that point. And he was.
How old were you when you were doing the things with the tape recorder?
12, 13,
oh
something
gosh.
Like that.
Who's your first guy?
Oh, jeez. Who's
the Johnny?
First? Who does
John Wayne?
I can't remember the first one that I first. You got it. Closer.
There you go.
Johnny Carson, John
It's like
Wayne.
The pilot instructions where we can't hear the really legendary comedy stories because, okay.
Don Adams, would you believe? Chief?
I'm trying to remember who the first guy I did. I usually went back to the old.
You know what? People are going to take that out of context.
Yes.
When Jim Ward says the first guy that he did.
I don't remember the first guy that I did.
You know what I meant.
In a Chris LaVoy kind of way. He means an impression.
Everything's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Full circle.
Man.
And back again. But yeah, I can't say who the first impression of mine was. But once I saw that and saw people getting laughs doing that, I thought, hey. I can do that.
You're like, I can do the funny voices.
And Bogey was always a favorite of mine, but it's hard to get that texture when you're that young.
Yeah.
And don't smoke cigarettes. But
and I can't match you with that because I can only do Lauren Bacall from later years when she was yelling at me on Oxygen.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about Bogey. I, God damn it. They told me there was
not
a word.
Not a single word.
You're an incompetent boob.
I just love that she used the word boob.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Incompetent boob.
That's what she called her assistant because she didn't want us to mention Bogey. Whatever. Anyway.
One of those great Hollywood stories.
Yes.
I think it might have been
it all
Popeye.
Worthwhile.
Yes.
Popeye?
Popeye might have been.
Okay.
Okay. Well, blow me down.
There you go.
Nice.
And you still got it.
Have some cheese.
Okay.
Sea serpent.
Okay. Beanie and Cecil.
Beanie and Cecil.
Help, Beanie Boy. Help.
Come in, Beanie Boy.
So, wait, Rick Overton, when did you first start doing comedy then?
Well, depending on whether you mean paid comedy or going for it.
I'm thinking right out of the womb.
Oh, yeah, hey, soon after.
He did Bubbly Baby Head right out of the womb.
Yeah. Once I realized I could make adults laugh a little bit, and I saw it as a way to make them back off and not be so rough on me in school and stuff, I started thinking in those terms right away. I thought in terms of it is a great plan B to get girls to look at you, too.
Is it really all about getting fucked, you guys? Seriously?
Some of it is.
Because it probably is, right?
Back then,
making girls laugh.
Is.
Yep.
Making the girl do the chin and the look and the tilt.
Oh, you're so funny, Rick.
Right, that's it. That's a huge amount of boost for a young person who is wondering who the hell he is.
I have the same crush on you I had when I first saw you at Chicago Improv with your ginormous hair, head of floppy hair. I was like, oh, my God. I did. I still feel the same way.
You know it.
Okay. All right.
No, I ran into you in Chicago after the movie that we were in. I can't remember which comedy club it was now.
Hmm. Improv? Zanies.
I think it was Zanies.
Okay. Zanies. There's only so many. No. Improv, Catch a Rising Star, Zanies.
But Funny Firm.
Funny Firm.
That might be it.
It was a funny firm.
Yeah. Max, no.
Yeah, okay. Remember the good old days of comedy?
Oh, geez, right? Yeah, bye, Max. Crunch, crunch. Yeah, that's when I was doing radio in Chicago, as we were talking about previously.
No, Chicago.
It was the comedy boom in Chicago. Yep. I was doing Morning Drive, everybody. Miller and Hall, CKG, everybody. Okay. It was like the longest. All I remember was the longest thing we had to say every fucking time. It's Miller and Howell in the morning. W 105.9 WCKG. Everybody, the most music in the morning with back to back. Blah 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 blah.
This is five in the morning.
And now you have 9 seconds to get the next fucking song before you had, and then say something funny.
Here's some music.
And also, let me just say the record of Edmund Fitzgerald before I have to. What the fuck?
Superior, they said, never gazetted, better come early.
Anyway, but that was the boom then, right? Like the.
Those are the golden days.
So yeah, the improv, the funny firm, Catch a Rising Star, and Zanies were all going crazy
everywhere
then.
They were every town late 80s then, it was like the RAF and the Battle of Britain. They had more Spitfires than 13-year-olds
they could stuff
into the cockpits, right?
yeah
there was more clubs than comics.
That's exactly
unbelievable.
So what the fuck, what's happening with comedy now, Rick? What's happening?
It still lives on
in
its live state. It just has to reinvent itself a little bit.
Yeah,
just like radio.
Kinda like radio.
Just like radio. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Same thing is happening to comedy, I would say.
As long as every comedian is Russell Brand, it'll be fantastic.
Well, Russell Brand's kind of fallen out of favor.
Well, yeah. thanks
well,
to
he's
us.
Not, what's the word, Jim?
Funny.
Much. I don't think. I don't know. Whatever.
You would laugh.
He makes good points,
because
though,
I'm very tall.
Politically, yes. He makes great points.
I like he came around about voting. I was a little worried about him until he said, I was wrong about it. We should vote. You know, he said, I don't see the point of voting. I'm like, no, on the ground you will.
Yeah,
it's on the ground level.
Yeah, he's
boy,
sexy.
It's murder
and
on us.
He's sexy and all. I just don't get the funny.
He was good in the movie.
Take Me to the Greek.
No.
Get Me to the Greek.
Get Me to
Les Misérables. No, not Les Misérables.
No. Which one?
Okay. I don't know. This is radio.
Are we on camera?
What? Yes. Well, okay.
What is that? What is that thing?
What the hell is that?
Well, I know what that is. Well, that's one of them government cameras.
What the hell is that
that's
thing?
That's the NSA right there.
Watching in on us. Well,
suck on that. Suck on that shit.
She's commanding me to suck on it. What am I supposed to do?
Well, first you're going to find
it. She's clearly in charge. I don't know what to say back.
So... Where are we?
I'm always expecting these things to turn to us and say, resistance is futile. Yeah, right. Resistance is futile.
Come with us. It's true. That's what's happening. It's taking your that eye scan. Right. Exactly.
And then
exactly.
They can tell if it's you.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to be you'd kiss someone to know if it was them. Here, kiss me.
Oh, it's you, all right.
Oh, it's you. I have your DNA.
Right.
In my mouth.
They would just know.
Yeah.
I could just feel
it. Wait, you're way off the microphone. Come back. Yeah. Come back.
Come back, Shane. Come back.
Come back, Shane. Please.
What's worse for my spine is better for my career.
Ben Carson reminds me, I have to say, of Morgan Freeman, in that he is the most slowest, boring speaker.
Well, Morgan Freeman's not boring.
No.
He's captivating.
Well, he's the voice of God, but...
Yeah, but
you have no...
There's a certain timbre to Morgan Freeman's voice that Ben Carson just does not have.
When I'm speaking slowly, that's not because I'm stupid. That's because I want you to really listen to what I have to say. I'm president because Earth is facing disaster.
And I'm also God.
He's played God and president, right? Yes. Like, maybe he should get in the race. Like, maybe just to differentiate between Ben Carson.
We need to make Godsident.
That's right.
It's like president, God plus president makes Godsident.
Godsident.
Right.
And it's also a toothpaste.
Right. Exactly. And a dessert topping.
Now with xylitol.
And with xylitol.
And tetrahydrozoline.
What?
The sparkling drop of retsin.
What the fuck is tetrahydrozoline? Whoever, is that in an eye drop?
Yes, it's in Visine. It's the secret ingredient in Visine.
Because quadrahydrozoline wasn't working out.
That would have
had to jump to tetra.
Yeah. quadra is nuclear. Yeah, adding the extra one in there makes it stable.
Yeah, right. Unstable eye drops.
Why did you get me quadrahydrozoline?
My eye drops are more stable than our relationship.
The print is so small.
I can't see it.
Send someone younger to get it for you.
I feel like we need to go out on dueling Sean Connery's just because we do, don't you think?
Have you heard they're rebooting League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Fight.
They are. Did they ever boot it in the first place?
Yes. Well, don't force me to come out of retirement here in Spain.
But you are a Spaniard, at least in that movie with the French guy.
Don't you hope that The Rock runs?
In the end, there can be only one.
Don't you hope that...
Or perhaps two or three.
There's 20 candidates, and don't you hope The Rock runs so that Sean Connery can say... Welcome
to the Rock.
Okay,
there I'm going to be an expert in this facility. I was once a guest here.
Nice. That's a long-haired hippie. Isn't that believable?
I think that'd be awesome.
I have 95 different hair pieces.
Most things in this room don't respond well to bullets. That wasn't one of them.
One ping for Sheely.
I have one dream left. That The Rock will get the Republican primary and Sean Connery. That is awesome. That is an awesome.
Who else does sonar? Huh?
Awesome.
Yeah, it was sonar, baby.
Okay,
buddy.
Sonar, and also Carlos Azraqui said this week that Rick Santorum is like the one orca at SeaWorld that is too sick and can't really jump anymore.
He's a bent fin.
Yes, a bent fin.
Just a bent black fin.
Broken spirit.
And the whole
captivated creature.
The whole aquarium is turning brown.
Oh, jeez.
Because Santorum's there.
All right, we got to go out of that. Right. Follow Jim Ward at Jim Ward Voices. Follow Rick Overton. Get his fabulous podcast overview. I just listened to it today.
Yeah, subscribe fantastic. On iTunes.
It's fantastic and things of this nature.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Thank you, Rick, for coming in.
Thank you, Feral Kitty Jim Ward. Meow, 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 feed me, meow.